On today's show, China may lift its joint venture rule for electric vehicles. There's a new way to get cars off the production line. And Porsche drums up some excitement for the Mission E. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. In an effort to protect and grow its auto industry, China implemented a policy back in the 1990s, forcing foreign automakers to form a 50-50 joint venture with local Chinese companies in order to build vehicles. But now Bloomberg reports the country could revise that rule. To help spur electric vehicle growth, the government is considering allowing foreign automakers to set up wholly owned EV businesses in its free trade zones. A final decision hasn't been made yet, but the plan could go into effect as early as next year. The country has gradually lifted the joint venture rule. Last year, it allowed foreign motorcycle and battery manufacturers to set up wholly owned operations. And China has ambitious EV goals. By 2025, a fifth of all new car sales in the country must be electric or plug-in hybrids. And last week it was reported that the government is looking into banning the sale of gasoline and diesel-powered cars in the future. But if China does scrap the joint venture rule for EVs, it would be a big victory for foreign automakers. And in other EV news, Porsche is working to drum up some excitement for its first all-electric vehicle, the Mission E. CEO Oliver Blume says the final product will be, quote, very close to what you saw 2 years ago at Frankfurt, which should be a good thing because many were drawn to its styling. We'll have a range of up to 300 miles, with 350 kilowatt fast charging capability, 80% of the battery can be charged in just 15 minutes. The EV will be able to hit 60 miles per hour in under 3.5 seconds. And Blume also adds, it will start at the price of an entry-level Panamera, which is about $80,000 to $90,000. The Mission E goes on sale in 2019. Still to come, Mack Trucks introduces its new Class 8 Semi.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Class 8 semi-trucks is a popular segment for companies to test out autonomous and electric technology. But traditional tractors still dominate the road, and Mack just introduced its newest model, the Anthem. Improvements have been made to the cabin, including more room in the sleeper area, and automotive-style buttons on the steering wheel, which features an industry-first flat bottom that, in their words, not mine, allows for more belly room. But the most notable improvements are to the exterior, aerodynamics and serviceability being the keys. The front air dam reduces turbulence under the vehicle for less drag. A closeout flange has been added to prevent airflow between the bumper and hood. Covering the tow loops cuts down on resistance. The hood and side fenders are three separate pieces to improve serviceability and lower repair costs. Spring-loaded side mirrors do the same thing. And the top roof fairing is adjustable to optimize airflow. Expect to start seeing the new Mack Anthem early next year. A lot of the focus on self-driving technology has to do with getting passengers from point A to point B. But the technology can be used for other purposes, and here's an example that caught our eye. The global auto industry builds over 80 million new passenger vehicles every year. But the logistics of getting cars from the factory to the end customer can be costly, time-consuming, and it all must be done with the driver. That's why a Swedish company called Semcon has developed new software to transport vehicles without a driver. The project, called Born to Drive, was also done in collaboration with government agencies, technology companies, component manufacturers, and Volvo. The software works with sensors already equipped in today's vehicles, which means no extra hardware is needed. In addition to the software, a back-end system controls the logistics flow and keeps track of the car's location and fuel levels. Currently, Born to Drive can steer vehicles from the production line to a parking area. In the future, it will be upgraded to move vehicles onto ships, trains, or trucks. The project has been running for 2 years, and SEMCON says it could be fully implemented in another couple of years. Coming up next, the head of BMW iDesign explains one of the most radical features on its newest concept.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
BMW created its iBrand to explore opportunities in new technology and design. You could say, a way to take chances. In the case of the iVision Dynamics concept, while it includes nods to its past with interpretations of the kidney grille and L-shaped taillights, the DLO, or daylight opening, is unlike anything we've seen before. BMW DLOs are known for their Hofmeister kink, or the curve at the bottom of the rearmost pillar where it meets the window. But here, the head of BMW iDesign describes the new look.
Here on BMW i, we never had, not on the i3 or i8, a Hofmeister kink, because it wouldn't make sense, because you want to go forward. But still, you want to give it a very iconic, so what makes it a BMW i? At BMW i, there is no history, or a little history, so everything you do, you have to create icons. You can't just take one which is already there, you have to create it. And what we tried here is actually to make a very simple graphic, which is actually very technical, so you could draw it like a mask, so it looks almost like a face. The kidney has also this face, so it's not too complicated, but you see it, you spot it, the contrast is very strong, but it's a very, editorial approach, yeah? Like when you have a brand, yeah? So like a logo, you would see somewhere, all the companies, they need like a identification, yeah? You see it also on the wheels. They are very graphically, they are in the detail, very, very defined and very, yeah, let's say, playful. Mm-hmm. But actually when you make a bigger, when you step back, you're gonna just see a quite graphical design. And that's the same thing on the DLO. And then why is it disconnected here, or a little bit this? At one side it shows like a stream flow, yeah? Like a flow, but in a technical way to show like electrification, fluidity. But on the other hand, that's if the car is autonomous, you are not just orientating around the driver. You have more a democratic approach in the interior. You show like in the rear and in the front, when you drive autonomous, it gets the same value.
That's right.
Yeah? And that's the reason.
And it's fascinating in trying to convey that in design as well.
If you haven't already, I encourage you to watch the whole interview with the head of BMW iDesign, because I always find it fascinating to learn where a designer's head is at when coming up with a new look, even if you don't like the final product. I also encourage you to watch all of our coverage from Frankfurt, which can be found on our website or YouTube channel. There's lots of great content in there. And hey, we've got a great AutoLine After Hours coming up this Thursday afternoon, when our special guest will be Rick Spina, the executive chief engineer for GM's crossovers. He'll be bringing the all-new Chevrolet Traverse in the studio with him, so join us this Thursday to get an inside view on how the automotive industry develops new products. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching.